when I didn't even love myself. But his unmerited favor, his grace, saw fit to call me out of darkness and into his marvelous light.
Hallelujah.
God is good. He's great. He's greatly to be praised. Just a few words of encouragement for you today. Amen. 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 God is good. Like I said, he's always good. Amen. Let's, just for a few scriptures, direct your attention to Proverbs 18 and 24. Proverbs 18 and 24. Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon. It's a book in the Bible. We don't go to that very often. Song of Solomon 5 and 16. That's after Proverbs. No, after Ecclesiastes. Going to go to the New Testament, to John 11, 11. And while we're in John, we're going to stay in John. We're going to go to 15, John 15. I think it's 13.
St. John.
St. John. 15, 13, 14, and 15. Chapter 15, verses 13, 14, and 15.
St. John.
Huh? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
St. John.
St. John, chapter 15, verses 13, 14, and 15.
Thank you. Amen.
And then I think we're going to go to end up in James. Okay, James 2 and 23. Okay, we're going to start in Proverbs. Proverbs 18 and 24. It says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Amen.
All right. Song of Solomon. 5:16. It says, his mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Okay, we're going to go to John 11:11. It says, these things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awaken him out of sleep. John 15:13, 14, and 15 reads, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made them known unto you.
Amen.
Now we're going to go to James. James 2:23. It says, and the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. 4:4, James. It says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word. Amen. I want to talk about friends today. Talk about what it is to be a friend. Amen. We work, we play, we go through our everyday life with people. But how many of them can you call a friend? We have a lot of associates. But again, I say, how many of them can you call a friend? You heard me testify, or you heard me talk about how that, you know, when you're in situations that you need somebody, and they always got an excuse to why they can't help you.
Amen.
A friend will always help you, no matter what. A friend will put themselves second to you.
Amen.
Proverbs and Song of Solomon are written by King Solomon. They say was the wisest, he is, was, and will be the wisest man in the earth other than Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus knows everything. But King Solomon was given that title as the wisest man to ever be in the earth. And in it, in Proverbs, he says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I'm not saying that you can't have or you shouldn't have a lot of friends. But you and I know that it's not true. That when you need or want a friend, you could probably count them on one hand.
Amen. Amen.
But in order to get friends, what did Wise Solomon say? You have to show yourself friendly.
Amen.
You have to be a friend to get a friend. A friend is not somebody that is hard to approach.
Yes.
Walk around, sometimes I used to hear my mom say, boy, you look like you've been sucking lemons. I say, well, what you mean? I just had this scowl on my face. My cheeks drawn in. You know how it is when you suck a lemon. And I go, what? She said, well, look at you. Look in the mirror. I look in the mirror and I go, whoa, that's not me. But you have to show yourself friendly in order to attract friends.
Amen.
But we don't want too many friends, because too many friends, you get in that line of where they are associates. I'm reminded of the prodigal son. When I'm talking to friends, I'm trying to give you a parable of what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Amen.
When he got his inheritance, and he left and he went out into the world.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Had a pocket full of money.
Yes.
He had lots of friends.
Oh.
You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
But all of his friends, air quotes, were not good for him.
Okay.
All they were there for was for whatever he could give them.
Yeah.
Too many friends,
oh boy,
the relationship becomes superficial.
Right.
They just there for what they can get.
Oh boy. Oh yeah.
A true friend said you must show yourself friendly.
Yes.
Be a true friend. When somebody needs you, be there for them. In Song of Solomon, in this particular passage, he's talking about a bride praising the bridegroom. We, as the church, are the bride of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He is our bridegroom. We're trying to make ourselves ready for that time when he cracks the sky and says, come on, I'm taking my bride out of this world. We know that in marriage, the bride, it's her day. When she walks down the aisle and she's in all of her glory. But this is about the bride praising the bridegroom.
Hallelujah.
Because that man that she's walking down the aisle to greet, that's her everything. It says his mouth is most sweet. That means he talks good to her.
Mm-hmm.
He makes her feel good. He don't just fill her head with idle nothings. What he's telling her is from the heart.
Yes.
Says, yea, he is altogether lovely. At the time, he's the most beautiful man in the world.
Amen.
I'm looking forward, church, to seeing Jesus in all of his glory.
Yes.
He will be the most beautiful man in the world.
Amen.
And said, this is my beloved. And this mostly is my friend. Jesus is our friend. That brings me to St. John 11:11. While Jesus was here during his earthly ministry, he probably had a lot of friends. I know he had a lot of associates, because there was multitudes of people that hung around Jesus. Most of them for the fishes and the loaves, for the miracles. But there was some that was devoted, dedicated. In chapter 11 and verse 11, Jesus called one by name. Says, these things said he, which is Jesus. And after that he said unto them, then in my Bible it's in red. It says, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of his sleep. What greater friend to have than somebody that is able to bring you back from the dead? I don't know about you, but I want that friend. Lazarus was a blessed man. He counted Jesus as his friend. St. John 15:13 is still in red in my Bible.
Yes.
So that means this is Jesus speaking directly. It says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend.
Amen.
Jesus died upon the cross.
Amen.
He loved me before I even knew that I love myself.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus, my friend. And again in verse 14 says, you know, there's things that you have to do in order, what did I say? In order to get friends, you have to do what?
Show yourself friendly.
Show yourself friendly. How did Jesus show himself friendly?
He showed love to them.
I just told you.
He laid his life down for him.
He laid his life down. He died on the cross.
Thank you,
Lord. The only one that can do that.
Amen. The only one.
Amen.
It says, ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you.
There's a key.
You can be like the hangers-on around the prodigal son. You can hang around the church just for the turkey dinners. Just for a little bit of change we're able to get. But Jesus said, ye are my friends.
Amen.
The friends of Jesus. If you do what he commands. Verse 15 said, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made them known unto you. He's holding nothing back from us, saints. Nothing. And that's what a true friend does. He will give you the proverbial shirt off his back. A true friend took a whipping for our healing. I love the Lord today because he first loved me. Let's go to James. And 23 says, and the scripture was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, for he was called the friend of God.
Amen.
Abraham is called the father of our nation, of our belief, the father of our belief. If the father of our belief believed in Jesus, believed in God, and was called a friend of God, it says that it was imputed unto him for righteousness. We have to do what he says. We have stipulations. We have things that we have to do in order to be friends. We have to show Jesus that we want to be his friend.
Amen.
We can't just hang on and say, it's like so many people say, I'm Christian. But you watch them. They don't do Christ-like things. To be a Christian means that you do Christ-like things. You help people. You're friendly to people. You go out of your way to help people. I'm not saying that you have to let people run over you. That's not what I'm saying. But you have to be a friend. And if Abraham was able to be a friend of God, then what more do we have to do to be a friend of God? In James 4:4, it says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. We cannot serve two masters. I know a lot of people who want to have it, or they say have their cake and eat it too. They want to have friends in the world that are doing this and doing that and doing all kinds of dirt. I was watching one of those cop shows, Criminal Minds, or one of those things that I like to watch, and it had, I think it was 48 Hours or something, where it had, where this friend supposedly was bringing some people over to do a drug deal. It ended up that his friend got killed. The people that he was bringing over tried to rob him. End up killing him. What kind of friend is that? If you're a friend to the world, you can't be a friend to Jesus.
Amen.
It's just as simple as that. There is no shades of gray. It's either black or white.
Amen.
It is or it's not. You cannot be both lovers of the world and lovers of God. It's impossible. I just want to say in closing, choose your friends wisely. And in choosing your friends, it's like I said in the beginning, show yourself friends. If you want to be surrounded by people like you, show yourself friends. Most of all, people that you plan on going to heaven with. People in the church. Show yourself friend. God bless you.
Amen.
Friendship. Amen. Friendship. Amen. Friendship. Amen.